Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and joining with me today, I have Nicole Williams, who's the Executive Director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne & Holmes. Thank you so much, Nicole, for coming in and joining with us today. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
And hopefully we'll help people kind of learn a little more about you and the Mental Health and Recovery Board and what it is that you guys do.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
So you are the executive director at the Mental Health and Recovery Board.
That's correct.
And how long have you been in that position?
Man, it's going on 2.5 years now.
So you're finally settled and all the dust is cleared from...
Yeah, maybe.
And so how did you get into the executive director position at the Mental Health and Recovery Board?
Yeah, I've had an interesting path. My career has had a couple different shifts. So I spent about 6 years in manufacturing doing staffing and HR and safety and BWC work. And then I ventured over to a federally qualified health center and spent about 9.5 years as the chief operating officer. And we had medical and dental and behavioral health. We had psychiatry. We had community health workers. We did medication-assisted treatment. And so I really enjoyed my time there, and that had about 10 locations, and we served 3 counties, but we had individuals coming from all over. And then about 3.5 years at an area agency on aging that served seniors. We had 9 counties, and I was the chief operating officer. And then I ventured over here. So it was a little bit of a shift because my entire career mostly focused in on Richland County. And so I came over here to Wayne and Holmes. But I was familiar with Wayne and Holmes because I grew up in Ashland. I live in Ashland. And so I did all my shopping and all my fun things over here. I just had to kind of integrate with the services and the people. But it feels like home now. So that's how I kind of came over here to the board. But the board is new to me. Other than when I was over in Richland County, I did receive some funds from our board over there in Richland County.
And so do you need any kind of special degrees or anything to be the director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board?
No, not in particular. I think you need, you know, good working history. And I think they look for, you know, some sort of degree. I have an MBA with a concentration in healthcare and my undergrad's in business management. I think that's a little bit different than most mental health and recovery board directors. I think typically you see someone with a clinical or a social work background. So I think there's a few of us that maybe have a business background. So I am a little bit different maybe in that regard, but no specific degree is needed for this role.
And essentially you're just working with a lot of different agencies and figuring out where the money goes.
Yeah. So
to sweeten it up.
That's right. That's right. You know, even when I was in Richland County, if you asked me what our Mental Health and Recovery Board did, I think until you kind of get into the world, you might not know. So, but yeah, I mean, we have state and federal dollars that roll in, as well as we manage the local levy for Wayne and Holmes. Most Mental Health and Recovery Boards do have a levy. There's a few that don't, but we're a 2-county board. Most boards are a 1-county board. And yeah, that's what we're doing. We're looking at those dollars and then trying to understand the local needs. And we push those dollars back out, which seems like it would be very easy, but when money's involved, it's never quite as easy as it might seem.
No, because everybody is saying, me, 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 me.
Yeah, there's so much need. I mean, with mental health and recovery, I mean, the need is definitely out there.
And so as we chat today, we're going to learn all the ins and outs of what the Mental Health and Recovery Board does, how it helps our area, our Wayne and Holmes County area, and kind of what you do there. And we can take a moment too and talk about your new location and how that works. And so we're going to take a quick little break here. I am Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM, and I am with the Executive Director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes Counties on Focus Fridays. We are back here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am joined by Nicole Williams, who's the Executive Director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes County. And in the first segment, we got to know you a little bit and how you got to the Mental Health and Recovery Board here in our area. But there's kind of an interesting history on how all this played out to even get a mental health and recovery board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did a little bit of digging, being that this was my first time with a mental health and recovery board. So,
and plus, we all got to know a little history.
We're yeah.
A bit of history nerds.
Yeah, I think we are, right? So in 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed the Federal Community Mental Health Act. And this law provided grants to establish local mental health centers, officially starting the nationwide push to move patients out of like state warehouses and into community care.
Well, those big psychiatric places were bad news bears. There's a lot of junk happening there.
Oh, absolutely.
They were not treated well at all.
Yeah. Well, and then in 1970, I mean, we talked about
We had the ACDC, which was the Apple Creek Developmental Center that was here until 2006. And that would probably be, you mentioned that Wayne County has a ton more services even than Richland County.
Right, right. Yeah, and so that's what we notice is that communities that had something like that, there's a lot more service rich. The counties are a lot more service rich than counties that didn't have it.
Well, when that closed, they needed to have all kinds of services to be able to help those people. Because now instead of having that central location, they're in just different places. Like I know some went to some of the like age restricted mm-hmm. apartments would now allow people with mental and physical disabilities that maybe would have been in those locations. And so they needed to have the services available. So that's probably how we have so many.
Yeah. Yeah. And their providers, they needed somewhere to go. So we had a pool of providers, I would assume.
And so now that in comes Mental Health and Recovery Board.
Yeah, I mean, going back just a little bit, the Mental Health and Recovery Board was established in 1968, and we were combined right from the very beginning, and then adding recovery was in 1989, so.
Yeah, it slaps.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So it was an interesting history, but we've been around for some time, and, you know, we were with OMOS was at the state level, but they just changed their name last year to Ohio Department of Behavioral Health. So it's been a little bit of an interesting change to have that little dynamic shift. But yeah, we're around and we're still providing services and funds.
And as we see through that timeline, the JFK was like, hey, we need to provide funding and make it more of a local thing. And the ACDC was state funded. And mm-hmm. then it closed to do our community-based stuff and get more of that one-on-one kind of stuff, it seems like.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, we can keep it local, we know the needs of our community, which is why I always appreciate having the levy here is, you know, we know, you know, we're here day in and day out. We know the local needs. So it's definitely nice to keep it local.
And we'll talk about funding and how all that works in later segments. And so the Mental Health and Recovery Board has, you said it's been both Wayne and Holmes County from the very beginning. So we're kind of some of the smaller counties, and that's probably why they're like, you guys are going to be BFFs.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are similar, you know, mm-hmm. in nature for the most part. And so it definitely makes sense. Plus, there's a cost savings because if you didn't, you'd have two executive directors, you'd have two financial individuals. So definitely, you know, helps in that regard as well.
And we share a lot of things. We have a state patrol post, and there's a lot of things that help both areas. So the Mental Health and Recovery Board has been helping provide for pretty much most of my life.
Absolutely.
And so, like I said, we'll talk more about the funding and how all of that works. As we mentioned, how things were trying to go from the different types of funding and how that comes. And we'll learn more about what you do as the director. We've got a new building to kind of touch on as well. And so we'll be back with more here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with Executive Director Nicole Williams from the Mental Health and Recovery Board. We're going to go ahead and get back into learning about what the Mental Health and Recovery Board and the Director Nicole Williams, who I'm joined here with today, is doing. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays. And if you were listening last week, we had a little bit of a story because you guys had a milestone of getting a new building to be located in.
Yeah, we were very excited to have our ribbon cutting, and we just love being in that new building.
And so where were you guys? You guys were just leasing before.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a 10-year lease on Eagle Pass, which was literally probably like 30 seconds from our new building there in Worcester. And we have always been leasing a building, and this is our first time where we've purchased a building. So now that building is officially ours.
So where you were leasing, you were spending money every month. And now with the new building, you were able to make it to where now you're not paying that money.
Yeah, it was a very strategic move on the board's part. So to sit in the building prior, we used levy dollars. So remember I mentioned that we are fortunate to have a levy through Wayne and Holmes. And looking at how do we reduce our levy spend and really make sure that the majority of those dollars are getting pushed out into services and helping individuals, we were able to pull down what we call capital funds through the state. And so we did that almost $500,000, what I call free money. Now, free money, of course, you know,
comes from somewhere.
Comes from somewhere, but it's a forgivable loan. And then we had to have match. So we took out a mortgage to match that, the other $500,000. And we purchased that building for approximately $540,000. And then the rest of those dollars went to renovate the space. And we renovated the entire space. New walls, new ceilings, new lights, new HVAC, new floors, anything that could possibly be done to make that space modern, and we wouldn't have to continuously putting dollars into that building. And we ended up having the most beautiful space. That space is very large, so we sit in a very small portion of it, and then we have leased partners. So we have Coleman, who manages the Ohio Rise for Wayne and Holmes County. We have Vilo Startsman Clinic, who has community health workers in there. They lease space from us. We have a home health care agency that's going to be leasing in August. They just signed. And then in the basement, we have a local union that leases from us. So we're fully leased up. And by that, that's how we're going to sit in that building free. They actually, those leased payments actually pay that mortgage. And so again, that was a very strategic plan of ours so that we now no longer use our levy dollars to sit in that building.
Which is fantastic. That's a very great move to cut that out, because now you can provide more, help others provide more services with the money. So good move.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because usually, you know, nonprofits or those that are usually trying to save money usually get not the best space, usually kind of, you know, trying to piece things together. And we are sitting in the most beautiful space, and we're doing it free of charge, it feels like.
And you've got a nice group space. So if you need to, when you have your board meetings, or if you need to get different providers together to say, how can we do this? You have that space to do that. It's a beautiful space.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And even like Wayne County Foundation, for example, they approved a grant. We have a beautiful sign out front with the ability to, has a digital piece to it that we can, you know, put advertisements and that sort of thing if need be. So, I mean, kind of just showing community support. It was really nice that the Wayne County Foundation, my finance director, she wrote that grant, Dori Miller, and I was just really proud of her for, you know, doing that, because I definitely did not think that we were going to get that beautiful sign out front. So like all these little pieces. And then my board of directors, you know, because I had just started that February of 24, and we signed on that mortgage December of 24. So it was a very interesting time to see them have faith in that, you know, that project.
Yeah, because you were brand new and they had no idea what you were capable of or your abilities. And you're like, hey, I've got this idea. Let's do it.
Yep. I love it.
It's a lot of faith.
Yep.
But that's good, working with your board like that to be able to do that. So you've got a nice home that the leases are paying for it. So bravo.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And it's good to have that central location, that hub, in case it's needed.
Yeah. And we're right around a lot of our partner agencies. We're around Anazal, NAMI, the counseling center, close to 180, close to downtown, close to Vilo Startsman Clinic. So centrally located to the majority of our agencies that we fund.
That's important.
Yes.
That way, you know, you can see where the dollars are going. You're seeing them in action.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of dollars, I think it's probably time that we start talking the dollars and where they come from and where they go. So that, we'll be back in our, again, talking with the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board, Nicole Williams, for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick. We're going to get back into our discussion here with the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes Counties, Nicole Williams. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we'll get into the funding here before we wrap things up for our show today. But we had mentioned in the last segment where the board had a lot of faith in you in this project, in getting the new building. And there's a reason why they took that leap of faith with you, because they had a little rocky road leading up to you getting hired there.
Yeah. So when I was hired, the board was really looking for someone who could come in and do a little bit of some cleanup work, for lack of better words. There was a long-term director, Judy, and she had left. And then there was a couple directors after that were short-lived. And then interim director that I worked with, Vicky, who was so amazing and kind of showed me the ropes. And so when I arrived, as you can imagine, there was some work that needed to be done to kind of clean up some things with those couple short-lived directors. And when I kind of started looking into some things and looking at the financials and that sort of thing, I noticed that, you know, when you have all these different hands in the pots, you know, and there's some things that could possibly have been done better. I talked about state and federal dollars and then the local levy. Well, all of those are kind of co-mingled and put together. So when you're looking at our budget, you might think that, oh, we have these dollars, but state and federal dollars, they come in and they roll right back out to the agencies. So those are already accounted for. So our levy is our most at-risk pot of funds, and we get about $4 million. That doesn't go up or down based on home prices or anything like that. We get $4 million no matter what. And so if we're deficit budgeting, if we're giving out more dollars to our agencies than what we have, well, at some point we have a problem. So,
then you're starting to work like the federal government.
Right. And that might have been what we were doing, where we were giving out a million and a half more. We were deficit budgeting, for if that makes sense. And so when we projected out our budget, you know, we had a problem in the future. So when I talk about like the new building and what we needed to do, you know, where could we make some cuts that made sense to help kind of offset maybe some of those deficit budgeting years?
And cutting out a big lease, huge.
Right. And, you know, then we have to also then look at our partner agencies, and, you know, they're always looking for those dollars every single year. You know, they want consistent dollars because they're providing the services. And in fact, they would prefer to have more dollars because things don't get cheaper by any means. And so
everybody always wants more dollars.
Well, I know. And so I kind of came into a tough little area because I need to reduce some costs. So it's been a little bit challenging, but everyone's been great to work with in terms of like, where do we reduce some of these levy dollars so that, you know, we can all go into the future together and not ask for an increase, because right now we know that, you know, that is no fun for anybody. So, you know, we're doing the hard work and we're making sense of it.
And we mentioned that the board hired you. And so a little bit about the board. It is made up of folks from both Wayne and Holmes counties.
Yes, that's a good point. So yeah, I have 15 total seats on my board. And the way it works is 5 are made up of appointments from the Wayne County Commissioners, 3 is made from Holmes County Commissioners, and then the rest come from the state. So that is how our board is made up.
And do they have requirements on who is a board member, or just their location requirements and if the commissioners are happy with them?
Yeah, so for Holmes County, they need to live in Holmes County. Wayne County, they need to live in Wayne County. And then the state could be either lives in Wayne or Holmes County. And then Ohio Revised Code does have a requirement where I need to find some that have, they're a user of the services, they have a family member, or they themselves have a mental health condition, or they're in recovery. So there's a few requirements where I have individuals like that. And then the rest are just, hopefully, you know, they're going to be helpful in some regard. You know, I do have the assistant police officer for Worcester on my board. I have a lawyer on my board. I have a clinician on my board. So I try to, you know, kind of bring in kind of all types of individuals to serve so that I have a good knowledge base.
Because when you guys are meeting and trying to decide things, having that background can be like, well, this is why this may need this. Because sometimes you're just like, oh, well, they're asking for this much money. Why do they need this much? And then you have those people who know, well, because of this.
Absolutely. You are correct.
It's good to have a diversity on the board.
Absolutely. That and anything you do.
And then, so you answer to the board, you answer that. But you've also mentioned your office has a couple other people in it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have finance director and then a part-time finance person because our main goal is to pay bills. And so that's a lot of work. And then I do have a board coordinator, and I just hired another position. She's well known in Holmes County, Becky Starner. We're a small but mighty team.
And so you just hired Becky, and what is she going to be doing up there?
She's going to manage the grants. So yeah.
She's good at that.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And I think she'll fit right in. And I really appreciate her background just with Holmes County too. So I think that, you know, I'll be able to kind of lean into that as well.
And so we have plenty more to talk about now that we're to that funding point.
Yes.
And so we'll be back with more, and we'll talk about the funding, where it comes, where it goes. And we are with the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes County, Nicole Williams. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we're back here on Focus Fridays, and I have the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes County, Nicole Williams. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays, and we've alluded to it. We've mentioned little pieces and parts, but the funding. So where does all the money come in for the Mental Health and Recovery Board?
Yeah, so we get those state and federal dollars. They can come from the Department of Behavioral Health. It can come, like I said, from the federal government. It can come from grants that we write for. So it comes in through a variety of ways. It can be one time, or it could be, we expect it every single year. And so we will get those dollars, and then we, administer it, push it in, and then we push it back out. And we work with the partner agencies to make sure that that happens. Usually a lot of administrative work in terms of grant reporting. And like I said, hopefully Becky will be my go-to person with that, because no one wants to work in like GFAMIS and that sort of thing. Those words keep me up at night. But and then the local levy, which that is more where we kind of put in some requirements. So, we're looking at how do we ensure that what we're wanting to have happen gets done. So, we have reporting requirements that we put into place and that sort of thing. And we're actually in that time frame of new contracts. So our fiscal year is July 1st. So this is our busy time where we're putting together our contracts for all of our providers and negotiating those rates and making sure everyone has what they need. So it's crunch time right now.
And your levy, how often is that on the ballot that people vote on that?
It's a 10-year. And so we will come up next year.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So we are not looking for an increase. We're looking just for a renewal. And like I said, I've worked really hard, and my team has worked really hard and the agencies have worked really hard since I've came on board to ensure that, we're not looking for an increase. We've done a lot of reductions since I've been here. We've looked for a lot of reductions. It's been some hard work, but we've powered through. And so when we look at hard work, obviously, like I talked about, the fun part of it was the building. And I say fun, but I mean, it's fun when you get something new. But some hard work in terms of some of our partner agencies looking at where do we reduce costs that we're giving them, but still try to keep the services intact. And so what we try to do is we're using a levy dollar, but is there a state or federal dollar that could actually support that? And we were able to find some of that. Or was it a startup idea that we could push off for a little bit? And so it's been challenging, but we've done it. And I think we've done it pretty well to where we're going to come to the voters with just an ask for a renewal without an increase, which I think for the 10 years that we're just going to maintain for another 10 years is, I think, hopefully a positive.
Exactly. And people are seeing all the different services that you guys help fund, which I'm sure we'll talk about here when we get to the who you're funding portion of everything. but you've got to be a little nervous with all the talk about property taxes and the levies and whether or not you'll even still be able to have it.
Yeah. So I, you know, we belong to an association for the Mental Health and Recovery Boards. And I did just see, and I don't know how, you know, or valid it is, but I don't think it's getting traction now. So, and I just saw it come through my email yesterday. So I'm hopeful, you know, you never want to, you know, count on it, but I think maybe we might be in the clear that we should be okay. But, you know, I learned a long time ago, and I don't think I'm that old, I know, but I've been working while I got my undergrad and my master's. So I've been working a long time, but my 9.5 years at the Federally Qualified Health Center, I did a lot of fly-ins to DC. Anytime we had a budget cliff, I did emergency fly-ins and all that sort of thing. And I always learned that every single time I was worried, it just wasn't worth it. So I just try to breathe and, you know, you prepare, you plan, but at the end of the day, it mostly seems to work out. So I try to keep things lean. I try to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But at the end of the day, most of the time, it seems to work out.
Well, and it's services like what you guys do is part of what a lot of folks don't realize that they have the levy money, what it's doing and where it's going. And so now we're going to learn some of the different services and things that are provided through the money you get through the levy in our final segment.
Woo-hoo.
And so I am with the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes Counties, Nicole Williams. I am Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are here for the final segment of Focus Fridays on WKLM. I am with the executive director, Nicole Williams, for the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes Counties. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM. And we talked about where the money comes from, but now we need to talk about where the money goes. Who are some of the folks that are receiving the dollars? What are some of the things that it's helping?
Sure.
So let's start out with who are some of the folks that receive money from the Mental Health and Recovery Board?
Sure. So we have what we call our main partner agencies, and those are NAMI, 180, the Counseling Center, Anna Zhao, which I think you had him on last week, and then Catholic Charities. Those are what we call our five partner agencies. Those are our big ones that we fund. We have Vilo Startsman Clinic. That was a new one that we added in, and they actually, they're co-located here in Holmes County now with Anna Zhao. We also fund your FCFC here, which is Family First Council. There's another word in there, but I can't remember, but it's your FCFC. Mm-hmm. We fund them. We give $200,000 to fund for placement of kiddos that might need it.
Family and Children First.
Yes. Oh, yep. You're so good. Yep. So that's levy, if you think about that. So $200,000 of levy dollars goes to that, and that's much needed. And there is a placement crisis, so every county is struggling with that. You have services in your jail here in Holmes mm-hmm. County, because the majority of individuals that do go into the jail do have some sort of mental health or, you know,
recovery issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be levy too. So for those type of instances, if you think about it, those are local needs that other counties might not have, and that's where our levy dollars come into play. Which, for example, FCFC, when I first came on board, a lot of mental health and recovery boards don't fund their local FCFC, so that is unique to Wayne and Holmes County. We also fund your Holmes County Center of the Arts. You know, they came to us the past couple years, and they needed some funding to support travel to and from for their after-school programming. So we can kind of look and use some of our levy dollars to fund some of those unique asks where, you know, there's nowhere else that they can go. But we can see that that is helpful in a different sort of way. You know, that program after school is supporting, you know, the mental health needs of those kiddos in a, you know, unique
keeping
sort of way.
Keeping them out of mm-hmm. needing recovery. And
yeah. Yeah. And so you might not know that those things are happening, but they are. And then, you know, we have a, you know, what you would call an electronic medical record system. And it's Partner Solutions is what we call it. And our partner agencies use it. And that's how we pay claims. So if you go in for counseling to one of those facilities and you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid, that, you know, we're picking it up. So, you know, you can use those services. And, you know, we review that to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of Holmes County, the similar nature as Wayne County. And so we're about 25% for zip codes for Holmes County and 75% for Wayne County, which is comparable for what we're bringing in for levy dollars for Wayne and Holmes County. So we're always just trying to, you know, make sure that, you know, we're taking care of both Wayne and Holmes County. And in fact, I mentioned that Anna Zal and Viola Sturtzman Clinic is here in Holmes County, and they're doing well. They're co-located very specifically because Anna Zal is taking care of the mental health need, and Viola Sturtzman has a psychiatrist, and they're also...
And they're right down the hill from us.
Yeah.
Here at WKLM.
Yep. And they got the medical piece, and so they're working together to try to take care of the whole person, which is beautiful. And they're getting some traction, but, you know, we're trying to see, like, is there a way to have more visibility on that partnership? And so we're really trying to find maybe, you know, downtown Millersburg. So more to come on that. You guys might be the first to know, but we're trying to do that. And then maybe we can include the other partner agencies too. Maybe create like a centralized hub where we have like the counseling center and, you know, to where it's a one-stop shop for everybody to come in. So, and if anyone ever has any ideas for the Mental Health and Recovery Board, you know, you can call us and let us know and we'll see what we can do.
And how do you decide... You get this much. You get this much. Are you like Oprah? Like you get $100,000. You get a.
I wish. Do you have some more money for us?
I wish.
Okay. Well, so we have the standardized services that we try to fund. You know, if they're still working, and you know, we're constantly reviewing those. We have monthly board meetings. There's quarterly reports that our agencies provide, and then we try to be innovative with other things. And if someone makes an ask for additional dollars, we try to review it. We have a committee that's on our board that reviews those things. It's basically based on dollars and grant opportunities and the community needs. We try to do our best. We try to hear what everyone needs and we try to find those dollars. So even if someone comes to me and it's a great idea and we don't have the dollars right away, what's nice is that a grant might come available 2 months down the road. And I'm like, hey, I remember Melissa said this was a need. Now I have an opportunity and I can pair them together. So it's always good to keep us in the know. I try to be as out at all the events that I can find because I need to know what's going on in case something ever pops up.
Exactly. And you are out and about. You're on different committees. You're participating and being with the folks to see what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you mentioned you're part of leadership and all kinds of things.
Holmes County leadership. I joined the housing coalition here in Holmes County. Housing's a passion of mine too. I did some housing at the Area Agency on Aging. The lot next to our building we own as well, and we can fit 21 bedroom apartments on that lot. I'm just trying to find dollars to support that. So again, if you have a couple million dollars for me, we'll take it. But I sit on the homeless shelter board in Wayne County, but that also has a lot of Holmes County individuals that are also receiving services. So I try to be kind of just about everywhere. I'm on the Amish safety committee here in Holmes County as well. So anywhere that I can be a part of, I'm on the FCFC committee here in Holmes County.
Now, do they have a group of directors with all the different mental health and recovery boards like that you guys get together and talk and be like, hey, we're trying this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we have directors meetings. They're monthly and then I think quarterly we meet in person. Yeah, and every mental health board is different. So, you know, you have those state and federal dollars, but you can write into the budget, you know, what the priorities are, and then everyone manages their levies different. So if you go walking across the way to Ashland County, they have a different set of priorities than Wayne and Holmes County, which is nice because I think that's the purpose of having your mental health and recovery board local is you get to decide your priorities.
And it's great that you are out in the community. You're also reaching out beyond the community to see how you can help the community.
Absolutely.
And did we miss anything that we need to talk about before we wrap up here today?
Oh, I had Jitters cream stick for the first time, and I now feel like I can truly say, yes, that they are amazing, and I wish that this would have been done first thing in the morning so I could have had one again. So I feel like...
You will be in Holmes County much more often.
Yes, I feel like I've been initiated.
You are official in the Holmes County area.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining in with me today.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
That was Nicole Williams, the executive director of the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Wayne and Holmes Counties. For WKLM's Focus Fridays, I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Make sure to tune in each Friday here on WKLM for Focus Fridays. And if you happen to miss an episode, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Fridays icon, and then on the episode you missed from there. In the next episode of Focus Fridays, we join with the executive director of the Viola Startsman Clinic, Mark Yoder. It's all here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.